Thank you, Riverside Brass. Church of the Warm Heart, good morning. Great to have you on this Palm Sunday. Do you all have your palms? I'm just curious. Awesome. If you did not grab a palm during the meet and greet time, feel free and just sneak outside this door and tell the ushers you'd like a palm, and they got them for you. We'll have a palm parade here pretty soon with the kids. We'll talk more about that here in a moment. My name is Michael Beneshek. I'm the senior pastor here at the Church of the Warm Heart. It is a blessing to see each and every one of you. Sign in. Let us know you're here. Every row, every pew has a red attendance pad. Just sign it and fill it on out. It looks just like that. Thank you, Jerry. If you're joining us online, welcome wherever you may be. We got people East Coast, West Coast today, up north, down south, all the ships at sea. We are blessed to have you with us, wherever you may be watching from. You found parking. Congratulations. Miracle of miracles. We believe in miracles here. Hopefully sometime soon they will be done. According to the calendar, they are finished. We're not sure what it's going to look like at Easter yet. Take a look around. This is a full house here. Easter is going to be doubly so. Plan ahead. Matter of fact, if you'd like, you're also welcome to come to the 11:15 service if it's going to be an issue. You're invited to both services, of course. Nicole is our worship leader. Nicole, what's going on in the life of the church?
Oh, you know, a lot of things are going on in the life of the church. A couple things I'd like to highlight. For one, we're trying to replace a roof. That's always a big endeavor. And so the quilters have stepped up and offered to raffle a quilt to help raise money for the roof. You can see the quilt over in the FLC. So when you head over for coffee and cookies after the service, make sure you take a look at the quilt. You can get tickets for $2 a piece. So that's 5 for $10, or 10 for $20, or 50 for $100. Get your tickets, and maybe you could win a quilt. And remember, that's really about the roof. It's not about the quilt. So it's about the roof. It is a nice quilt. I really like it. And then, of course, we have Easter coming up. It's in 7 days. And a lot of things are happening. We have some cards. You can grab one and mail it to a friend or family member. Invite them to come to our Easter celebrations. Tonight we have a teenage egg hunt. Teenagers don't get to hunt eggs very often, so we're trying to fix that. We've got an egg hunt for the teens tonight. But then Maundy Thursday we have a communion and a potluck. Please bring some food and then enjoy everyone else's food. Good Friday we have our Tenebrae service at 7 p.m. If you don't know about Tenebrae, that just means lowering the lights. It's a very solemn service, and the lights become dimmer and dimmer, and it's really beautiful. And then we have the kids' Easter egg hunt on Saturday. It's indoors, so we don't have to worry about rain or cold. There's tons of kids here. All of you should come to the egg hunt. And if your grandkids aren't here today, or your kids, make sure you bring them to the egg hunt. We've got loads of eggs. And then on Easter, of course, we have both services, like normal. Does anyone feel like this is a lot?
In a good way, right?
Yeah, like in a good way. But I mean, it's a lot, right? We like to do things big here. You know, I guess we can't stop ourselves from doing music. So I hope you enjoy all this music today and all the music next week at Easter. Either service will be a great one. So as Pastor Mike said, if you're worried about parking or finding a seat, the second service is always available. And that's all I have. Oh, except for Lisa. She was supposed to stand over my shoulder, so I didn't forget her. But
dun, dun, dun.
Good morning, church. Our care team has assembled some little gift bags for people that need a little bit of TLC. Maybe they can't come to church as much as they once did. And they are over in the FLC where you might put your coffee creamer in. So they're all lined on the table over there. Take a bag and maybe go visit one of our church friends. If it's your neighbor and you see them all the time, maybe don't take that one. Maybe let them see somebody else from the church that they don't normally get to see. But it certainly blesses them, and I know when you visit somebody, it will bless you as well. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Lisa. We're going to have our meet and greet time here in a second, but if you're a kid and wants to be a part of the Palm Parade, during the meet and greet time, you're going to meet Malia and other folk outside here in the foyer to get your Palm Parade stuff just to get ready. But let's take a moment, greet those around us in Christian love, and then remain standing for the opening hymn.
Let's
It's all right. I'll stand right here. Stand. Sometimes you got to take a stand. There we are. Happy Palm Sunday. Yeah. You're missing. Well, we put them all up here because we understand if you got them right next to you, they could be. Huh? If you were here a couple years ago, we had the palms that looked like swords, and that were. So we got these. Palm Sunday. Any idea why we do Palm Sunday? Yeah.
To celebrate God.
To celebrate God? All right, with leaves? When Jesus came into Jerusalem, people gave a parade of palm leaves, yeah. There you go, to celebrate the Spirit. Let's see. You don't have your palms. If something's good, can you give me a woohoo? Let me see it. Woohoo! If something's bad, can you give me a hmm? Let me try it with these guys. Can you give me a woohoo?
Woohoo!
Can you give me a hmm? All right, we're gonna test this out, all right? We're gonna test this out. Let's see, what's our first thing today? Easter egg hunts. All right, that's nice. Chocolate. Broccoli. You guys are, woo! I love it. Getting out of school. I see some parents back there going, uh-huh. Boise State. Oh. Idaho Vandals. Got a divisive crowd today. How about any other team besides those two? I got some other fans out there. Do you like Bluey? Yeah. Woohoo. How about road construction? Ooh, Universal. Shh, that's Universal. Last one. Jesus coming into Jerusalem as king. That's what we celebrate today. It's a woohoo moment. Jesus comes into town with 2.5 million people in town to celebrate this special holiday. And he comes in on a donkey. Comes in on a donkey. Doesn't even come on a horse, but comes in on a donkey because that's what the king did 1,000 years before him.
Why is there a donkey?
1,000 years. 1,000 years before Jesus, King David came into Jerusalem riding on a donkey. To say that he's humble and he's one of the people. And so Jesus did the same thing. Didn't come in on a big old stallion, but came in on a donkey. And everyone grabbed their palm branches. And that was their way of applauding and saying, "You are our king." And that's what we celebrate today. Now, Jesus has a long week. We'll have some special services this week to talk about Passion Week. But we hope to see you maybe at one or two of those. And then hopefully at Easter as we celebrate what happens at the end of this week. I don't want to let it out of the bag yet, but something special happens next Sunday. Can you pray with me today? Let's pray. God above, we give thanks for these little ones that as they grow in love and godliness, that we might surround their families with love, with care, with attention, that they might know that they never walk alone. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming down today.
Good morning, church. What are the prayers of our church family this morning? This is a time of our service where we take a moment to center our hearts and our minds, our spirits, to receive the message. And we share with one another our prayer requests and concerns. If you have anything on your heart that you would like to share, I invite you to share that aloud. And then I will lead us in our pastoral prayer and then the Lord's Prayer, which the words will be on the screen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, thank you for this new day and for the opportunity to worship together. May we always remember the spirit of Palm Sunday and how Jesus entered Jerusalem on a donkey, revealing the way of peace, of love, compassion, and grace. May we too receive him fully and be made whole. And so as we begin this holy week, Lord, create in us a spirit that is gentle. Where there is conflict, may we bring peace and resolve. And where there is division, may we help to mend relationships and build community. Empower us, Lord, to be an example of your love. And so today we gather together as your people to pray the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, Jen. As willing and able, let's stand for our next congregational hymn, Majesty, Worship His Majesty. You'll find it 176 in the hymnal, or the words are on the screen.
The next day, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." And from Romans, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." This is the word of the Lord.
It was October 1886. There was to be a statue unveiling in New York Harbor, a gift from France to celebrate democracy, liberty, and the friendship between the two nations. The statue's name, if you had to guess? You're right, the Liberty Enlightening the World. It's the name of the statue. It wasn't called the Statue of Liberty until years later because no one could remember Liberty Enlightening the World. And the color of the statue out there, the color is brown. That's right, brown. Color of copper. And the words on the pedestal, "Give me your..." Yeah. Actually, it's not on the pedestal at all. It wasn't there. It didn't show up until the next century, a generation later. But besides all of that, that's not what I'm getting at. But on the day of the unveiling, the city was packed. Several hundred thousand more people showed up in Manhattan. Hundreds of thousands of tourists came into town for this. They had a parade down Broadway, largest parade in New York City to date. The president was there, the sculptor, bands, dignitaries, and they were going through the financial district. New skyscrapers had just been built, which went dozens of floors up, filled with stockbrokers. That's what they were, right? So it was a financial district. Now, back in the day, these stockbrokers used Morse code to shoot information back and forth across the country and to each other. And someone made a new machine to understand Morse code. All orders and stock information, there he is, there's one right there, could be sent throughout the land. And the company name, that came out on the thing to buy or sell, and it would go tick, 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 tick. So they called them what? Ticker machines, that's right. Printing on the thinnest of paper. And because of their sound, they called them tickers. The first Edison model would tick one character a second. Tick, tick. Way too slow. So every company had to shorten their name to just a couple letters. And we call them ticker symbols. We still have them today. And the really thin paper, what do we call the thin paper? Ticker tape. They were all in on the name ticker, weren't they? Each floor in each skyscraper had just rooms full of waste ticker paper. Because once it comes off, you look at it, and then you don't recycle it, you just throw it away. So during the 1886 parade for Old Lady Liberty, no one knows who, no one knows why, but someone up above had this great idea. "There's the president down there. We got a room full of junk ticker tape. What would happen? And so they grabbed just a bushel full and chucked it out the window. And someone over there in that building saw it. And they're like, "Well, that looks pretty cool." So they grabbed their own ticker tape. And pretty soon from every window, up and down, it was not a planned thing. It was not sanctioned. It was just people getting rid of their garbage. They were throwing it out the... But it looked cool, right? And it rained down. And the ticker tape parade was born. There's been about 80 since in Manhattan. They moved to confetti, but we don't call them confetti parades. We still call them ticker tapes. Charles Lindbergh got one, the Apollo 11 astronauts, Teddy Roosevelt, veterans, sports teams, the Pope, many other names that you'd know. There's only been a few in the last decade. 2012, when the New York Giants won the Super Bowl, they got one. The U.S. women's soccer team for their two world championships got two. The last one was 2021 for healthcare workers for their work during the parade. They got a ticker tape parade. You do something great, you might get a parade. But for the truly exceptional, you get the ticker tape treatment. Well, friends, today we are celebrating the first century equivalent of a ticker tape parade. From the Gospels, Palm Sunday, originally called the Triumphal Entry Sunday. If you brought your own Bible and you open it up to any of the places where in the Gospels it shows Palm Sunday happening, it doesn't say Palm Sunday. It says the Triumphal Entry. That's the name it went by. It's one of like three stories that you can find in all Gospels. Christmas, you only get two Gospels. Baptism, I think one, two. You get two as well. The resurrection, you only get three. Mark, original Mark, didn't have it. But Palm Sunday, they all got it. Although this is John's version is the only one that has palms. The other three don't mention palms at all. So here's the thing. The king has arrived. 2.5 million people are in Jerusalem. The city at that time, their footprint was about the size of Boise State campus. That's how big Jerusalem was. Imagine 2.5 million people right there. It was crowded. The disciples, they lay their cloaks and branches on the road as Jesus rides into Jerusalem. The crowd begins to cry the same thing that the kids here were singing just a moment ago. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And Jerusalem watches as that crowd that gathers around Christ begin to wave those palm leaves as he passes. From these gospel tales and historical Sundays, Palm Sunday was born. Jesus was indeed worthy of worship, worthy indeed of this ticker tape parade. But more than that, he was someone to be worshiped. We are finishing up a sermon series that started back in January of Christian disciplines that the faithful have been doing for thousands of years now. And today we are talking about the collectivity of worship, how we worship together. So when and how do we worship? I don't know about you, but when I think of worship, I think of a time and a place. I think of a gathering. We go to church. I think of coffee hour and passing of the plate, of singing and praying. It's too hot in here. It's too cold in here. And cross, stained glass, all the things that we do for worship. You ever miss the worship service that you had as a kid, though? Remember the worship that you used to go to? What is something that they did that we don't do? I'm just curious. Can you think of something that they did back then that we miss out right now? Foot washing? Some would be blessed that we don't do foot washing. Yeah. What was that? Thumps on my head. Thumps, altar calls. Yeah, not exactly a Methodist thing, is it? The lighting the candles, the kids lighting candles. We got some kids, we can bring that back. For a while we didn't. It was kind of tough to do. Yeah. Testimonies. Yeah. Revivals. I thought you said the Bible. We got one. We got one right there. Revivals. Yeah. My town had a little revival that three nights during the summer, we'd all go to the big old tent kind of thing, right? Yeah. The church that I grew up in, we always ended the service with God be with you till we meet again. And then the first pastor that says, you know, we got to do something different. They almost killed him in a loving, kind Christian way. You don't change worship. But I'll tell you the truth. The kids that are coming to worship now, they're going to remember what we do today. And this will be their good old days. Who knows what they'll do in the future, but this is the worship we have today. These are like the wineskins of worship. What's wineskins, I hear you ask? If you know your Bible, they talked about putting new wine in new wineskins. Our worship service is a wineskin. This is how we kind of dress up and do church right now. This is how we package and understand what we truly worship. But none of this is really the worship piece. It's God that we worship. And this is just the packaging. And the packaging can change over the years, for good or for ill, but at the end of the day, it's what we worship. Now, the wineskins that my grandma had is different than the wineskins that her ancestors had. But I believe that we still worship the same, because we worship the God who made us, who created us, who sustains us. We are not people who go to church. Can I hear a gasp? We are not people who go to church. We are a church that happens to gather once a week to sing and praise. And so I got to ask, what do we worship? Well, on Palm Sunday, we once again reclaim that Jesus is our King. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is our Lord. And something Paul wrote to the Romans might be the best definition of worship that we have. Dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Go ahead and keep that up there for a moment. I want you to notice two things from this verse. First thing is this: God takes the first step because all he has done for you. It's always the way. God makes the first move. He created us. He saves us. He forgives us. He blesses us. He protects us. And because of this, and for many more things, we worship him. And the second thing I want you to see is we respond to what God has done. We give our bodies as a living sacrifice. And when we respond to God, that is worship. Worthyship, that's where we get the word worship, is worthy. He is worthy of our worship. He is worthy of our palms. He is worthy of our lives. He is worthy of our attention. What are we supposed to give? What do we give a God who owns everything? He owns the thousand hills, and he owns the cattle on the hills. And the guy owns everything already. What can we give him? Well, we give him our love. It's very specific about how we give it. Love the Lord your God. Got to remember how this goes. Remember the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. We might have the order out of what, you know, but we got all four in there. It's where the rubber meets the road, right? Most of the time, being the church doesn't happen in church. Whatever we can do for Christ. Whenever we give that cup of water. Whenever we visit the poor. Whenever we visit the prisons. Whenever we care for each other. If we do it in the name of Christ, that is worship. Even taking out the trash, making the beds, doing whatever it is that you do for someone else. Everything could be turned into an act of worship. And we put into practice Paul's words. I think this is Colossians. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men. God loves the kind of worship that says, whatever I'm doing, God, I'm doing it for you. So yeah, we gather once a week and we sing and we pray, and that is wonderful worship because that's when we support each other and care for each other. But worship happens outside these doors as well. Because you're going to worship something. We all worship something. If we don't worship God, we'll find a substitute, even if it's ourselves. Whatever gets your attention, that's what you worship. Whatever gets the primary share of your affection, whatever gets the primary share of your abilities. Some of us worship careers. That's sinking sand. Some of us worship our families. Gotta love your families. Some of us worship our possessions. Money, retirement, hobbies, intimacy. But we remember that God loved us. And he sent his son for us to teach us how to live, how to love, how to forgive. This morning we remember the one who walked this earth and was surrounded by palm branches. Of all the people who's ever walked this earth, Christ alone is worthy of our worship. A statue dedicated to freedom got a ticker tape parade. Jesus, the one who gives us true freedom, should also get the same. Now, I don't know about you, but I forgot my ticker tape today. But I do want to give him my heart. And the family of God said, amen. As we come to the offertory, a word of thanks to those who faithfully participate in the giving to the ministries of this church. You make this place happen. While the ushers are getting ready up there, I see Don coming up with his Texas A&M shirt on. How did the boys do in the tournament, Don? They did, didn't they? Yeah.
The Nebraska ladies beat my Texas Aggies.
We split it up.
And my bracket was shot after I lost the very first game played. So, you know.
Good
but
luck.
On a happier note, I want to report on the roof. Fix the roof. As of last Sunday or Monday, when the monies were counted, we have received $28,678 from 51 different givers, which is 53% of our goal of $54,000 to fix the roof. They started Friday. Rains had a little effect on it, and they didn't quite finish. 95% of this area over here is completed. So thank you all for what you've done. And, you know, we still got some time to give some more. Buy your quilt tickets, but don't forget the general offering. We still need to pay the bills, okay?
Sure. Thank you, Don. Let's receive the offertory. Thank you, Don. doxology and prayer. Please share in our prayer. God of all wisdom, as we bring our gifts to be dedicated this morning, we pray that you might open our ears, open our hearts to hear where you call us, and respond with trust and courage, so that we might find healing in our lives, our families, and our world. May these gifts bring healing to your creation. In Christ we pray. Amen. Our closing song has to do with worship, but we sing it around the campfire. Pass it on, 572 in the hymnal. You know why people come to worship? Not so much the sermon. Music is awesome. The stained glass, the prayers and all that, that's nice. But it's because of you. When people join this church, they say it's because of you. Turn to your neighbor and just say, I'm glad you're here today. Yeah. And if you happen to be, if you happen to be a first-time guest, we'd like to say hello and welcome to you. We are blessed to have you with us. We do have a gift bag for you. Catch it out on the way out. Lisa will be there. Sometimes we don't know who's new and who's not new, but we want to make sure to say thank you. Thank you to the musicians here today. Thank you for the wonderful music, for the kids, for all of you. To the people upstairs who make this happen, and the people online like Mary making worship happen for those folk and all of you. We hope that you join us for our coffee hour just outside these doors to the left. It'll be a good time to get to know each and every one. I think the brass is going to give us our postlude, but before that, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you, that as we celebrate the King coming into his own, may God's love, blessings, and peace go with you all. Amen.